A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
It's time to talk golf with Benny Teo, regular contributor here on SBH Radio. He, of course, is from SBH Golf. Good to see you, Benny. We're going to look ahead to the Masters in April with an eye on Phil Mickelson, who is turning 49 in 2019 on the 16th of June. He's just won yet another PGA Tour title in his familiar California. Lefty is looking pretty good at the moment.
That's right, Jason. And very good morning to you, too. Phil has actually won his 44th PGA Tour tournament, 50th total wins, and he's 48 years old, turning 49 in June. So this is a big year for him. This is really looking like a big year for him. One of the biggest things that he's done, really, and he's admitted himself, was his gain in driving distances. He's just gotten stronger and more powerful. You know, he's gained 6 miles an hour. And that is a hard thing to do at any age, you know, let alone a 48-year-old, which in any sports terms is not the youngest.
Yeah, I mean, it's very impressive what he did, you know, in the most recent tournament. It was a three-shot victory over Paul Casey in the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. And, you know, he's, as you mentioned, he has got such a background, you know, with PGA Tour titles, 44. And it's been like, you know, he turned professional in 1992, and here we are in 2019. He's still going. And we look at his major record. He's won 5 major championships, including 3 Masters tournaments, most recently in 2010. And, you know, in the old days, we'd talk about golfers when they hit the early 40s being quite old. But here he is pushing 50 and still a major contender.
That's right. Since I think in the last 10, 15 years, he's only the third person to have to actually have won multiple times past 40. Mm. You know, the other being Kenny Perry, and there's one other guy, I can't remember his name, but he's really only the third one. It's a rarity, but given what he's done, actually the effort that he's put in and the talent that he has, you know, he's been in a top 25 for, he's been a top 50 for more than 25 years, you know, so he knows how to stay there. He knows how to get there and do it with the younger boys on tour. The interesting thing is the Masters is really his playground. You know, that was the major that broke his duck. You know, in the past, he used to be the one, that, you know, the next best player to never have won a major until he won the Masters.
And that was 2004. And of course, he was relatively old then, you know, being born in 1970 and winning in 2004. So he's, you know, 33 turning 34. That's when he won his first major. Now look at him. He's going to be pushing for his 6th major title coming up in April.
Yeah, it is. It is unfortunate for him, as well as many, many great players in the era, to be playing at the same time as Tiger Woods. So it really did, not just for him, but for many others during that period to get that first major win. But once he got there, you know, Phil really just, you know, his confidence building one on top of the other. So the Masters holds a very, very strong allure for him. You know, he's won it 3 times, the most of any majors he's won. And coming into 2019, with the form that he has, the way that he hits the ball, and we all know, well, I know this because I've spoken to a lot of tour players, and they said the Masters at Augusta National, you need a good long game. You know, obviously, you know, the putts have to roll in, but you need a good long game to get there and make your birdies. The way to win Masters is not to to play for pars. You know, and in some majors, you play for pars on the final day because they make it so tough. You know, making par would pretty much win you the tournament. But for the Masters, you have to go for birdies. And looking at the way Phil is playing, I think he's got a good shot at that.
We're talking Masters Golf with Benny Teo from SPH Golf and Phil Mickelson. And you mentioned Tiger Woods, and he's actually come out and commented on what Phil's done just recently. And he said, Phil's making it look easy. To see him winning a World Cup championship in Mexico last year and at Pebble at the age of 48, it's impressive to see because it's not easy to do. He's making more putts than I've ever seen him make. He's been driving it a little better, but has really changed his putting in the last year and a half. So it's the, you know, they used to kind of not have the best relationship. We know about that. They're probably not that close, but it seems to be warming up over the years, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you've seen golf as long as you and I have, Jason, you know that the frosty relationship between Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods, it's not for show. You know that, right? I mean, even in match play championships, in the Ryder Cups and the President's Cups, they really stay out of each other's way. But over the years, I think particularly after Tiger sort of toned down a little, you know, he's gotten a lot of sympathy votes for the things that he's been through. And I think that helped mend the relationship. Also, the fact that they're both sort of seniors right now, you know, I think they've got sort of a bit of a role model type. You know, they're not just in and of themselves anymore. They've got a set the tone and the character of for the younger ones to follow. So I think they've really gotten to be kind to each other. Phil also came out to say that this year it's not just for him but for Tiger as well, that they would do great things.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows?
Yeah, Tiger at 43, of course, last December. We know he's about, I guess 5 years younger, you know, than Phil. But they're around the same generation. But big question is, how do Tiger or Phil win at the Masters in 2019? Because there are so many great young players coming through to make it hard for them. So what needs to go right for them to get either Phil or Tiger to win there at Augusta National?
In golf, and I think I've said this many times before, it's really anybody's game at that level. But once you get to the Masters, and I really can't impress this more, you have to have a good long game. You know, you have to make the birdies, especially at the par fives. And Phil and Tiger knows this very well. I mean, Augusta National is really a golf course that they are very familiar with. So they know what it takes to win. The tools are there, you know. Mentally, they have to be sharp. You know, they have to be mentally sharp. I mean, look at a few years ago, if you look at Sergio Garcia, you know, he won his first major at the Masters.
And he was one of the players that was the best not to have won a major
exactly.
for so long. Yeah,
exactly. And everybody has written him off, right? Mm. You know, the Masters from the years before that have been won by younger players. So, you know, it's not to say, we can't say who will win or who can win or who cannot win. But the form book shows that moving up to April, Phil Mickelson definitely has a shot at winning the Masters. He's won at Pebble Beach, and right before this, he came in second at the Desert Classic. So, you know, even if he's not going to win, I'm definitely rooting for at least a top 10, top 5 finish.
Talking major golf and the Masters of Benito from SPH Golf, and looking at Tiger Woods' career, and we know he's won 14 major championships, and we remember 1997 when he was a kid and he won at Augusta National, and so much has happened since then. You know, it's 22 years since then. He's stuck on 14 majors since 2008. Do you expect him to break the duck? Because he did have a pretty good year last year, and of course with players like Phil having a resurgence, there's a lot of competition out there.
To all the Tiger haters in the world, we all expect Tiger to break the duck. Or rather, we want Tiger to break the duck for a variety of reasons. You know, Tiger Woods' dominance signaled the dominance of golf as a sport in the world. You know, it really, really captured the imagination and hearts of our sporting fans, whether you had been a golfer or not. And we need Tiger to do a little bit of that, you know, his song and dance, you know, that red shirt, that fist pump, just to bring that fervor back into the game. And yes, you know, I'm a bit of a Tiger lover, you know, not a hater, but I would definitely see him win a major, if not this year, then sometime in the foreseeable future.
Just one more, or do you think he can win a couple more?
I would love to see him break Jack Nicklaus's record. Four more majors is a hard ask, but at 43, you know, and just because it's Tiger Woods, I think he'll do it.
All right, well, wouldn't it be great to see, Phil and Tiger battling it there on the final day, the fourth round of the Masters at Augusta National on Sunday, the whole world watching, including many people here in Singapore, because we all love the Masters, right?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. We love the Masters, and that would really be a dream a final at Augusta National. That would really be a dream final. So, well, who knows? One other interesting thing, though, just to digress a little bit, Phil won his fifth title at AT&T, which is at Pebble Beach.
Yep.
And the US Open is going to be at Pebble Beach.
Good point, yes. Yeah, it's a lot different than it used to be, though, isn't it, Pebble Beach? It's changed a lot.
Well, The important thing to note here is Phil has never won the US Open.
That's a very good point, yes.
He's never won the US Open, but he's come in second 6 times, which is the most of any player in the history of the National Open of the United States of America.
Yeah, 99, 2002, 2004, 2006, 2009, 2013, second place at the US Open. He's won the Masters 3 times, 2004, 2006, 10. He won the Open Championship 2013, you remember that one, and the PGA Championship in 2005.
Yeah, so keeping an eye on that event, because also this is a very short PGA Tour season, 2019.
Yes, it's reshaped,
right?
Isn't it?
It's reshaped. So there's not going to be a long wait between one and the other. It's going to be bam, bam, bam from now till the end of the season, which is now July at the Open, and the last major being the Open rather than in
PGA,
August.
Yeah, yes. The PGA is now earlier.
Yeah, so if Phil can keep his form, his current form going for the next half year, really, you know, the sky's the limit for him.
All right, many thanks, Benny Teo. Let's watch what Phil Mickelson can do as he heads towards his 49th birthday in 2019. Always great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Jason. Always great to be here.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.